Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. And I want to just start off with thank you. And thank you for making us, again, the second year in a row, favorite of Ventura. And
we're so excited. Thank you to all of our listeners. This is a great surprise for us.
Yeah, you know, and that's really what it is. It's just about being the brighter side of life. And there's so many things going on in the world, and we just want to look at the optimistic part of it. So again, if you're just waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way, we are the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer.
Good morning, everybody.
Tom.
Good morning and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And, somebody brought one of my girlfriends who, was getting her hair done and brought something over. She brought they give out plaques. And so it was really cool. So thank you.
That's great.
But anyways, I just want to say I'm so glad that you are tuning in here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, you know, we always end all of our shows with a positive thought, a moment of happiness. And so I thought, you know what, we're going to just start starting our day and starting our shows with a moment of happiness and some inspiration, because that's what really everybody's tuning into. And so, again, I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8. We are here for 2 hours, and then again from 2 to 3, and we are so grateful that all of you are tuning in. Everywhere we go, people are knowing our show and knowing about us, and
you can catch us on the podcast anytime. You don't have to just listen from
Saturday morning
and 2 to 3. Yeah. We are with you all the time, so check that out on your smartphone.
Yeah, there you go. And all you have to do is do that little purple thing,
that microphone.
Yeah, and then go in the Kim Pagano Show and pull up all of our shows. So so that's another one. Anyways, so I kind of have a little food for thought this morning, and it is, imagine there is a bank account that credits your account each morning with $86,400. Okay, it carries over no balance. Are you listening, Tom? Okay, I could see his little marbles going, okay, let me get this going. It carries over no balance from day to day. What would you do? Draw out every cent? Of course, right? Draw out, and each of us has such a bank. It's called time, and we, some of us don't use it, but every morning it credits you 86,400 seconds, and so you must live in the present on today's deposit. The clock is running. Make the most out of today.
And that's so important, especially today when we all have our phones attached to our
Good.
Hips. And
unplug for a moment.
Really,
yeah.
Enjoy the moment.
And you know, our kids and all that stuff. My mom's birthday was just this week. I want to wish her a happy birthday. You know, just take time to just love all the people around you. I got 2 little new grandbabies. I've been babysitting.
So cute.
And, you know, and just honor the people. Honor your support team. That's what this is about. And really, you know, life happens. Life happens to all of us, but how do we deal with it? How do we receive it? How do we honor it? And that's really what this show is about. And so I'm so glad that you are tuned in here. I do want to remind you of our Facebook and Twitter. You could follow us there. We always have inspirational things going on there and lots of giveaways. And not only that, you can go on our website, kimpaganoshow.com, and listen to all of our past shows. Also, our podcast is out there too. And again, you know, we are here for you. We want to connect you with all our great advertisers and sponsors and all the events that are happening out here. We want to be there for you. And if you have an event or a business that you want us to shout out to, we would love to have you do that for us. So anyways, give us a call at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. And that is the number. We do things a little bit different than the other shows. That is the number that you will be calling in for all these great gifts that Tom is going to about to announce. And we love to give back. And what we want to do is all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what gift you're calling about. And one of the team members will get back to you. And if they don't get back to you right away, it will be by Monday. So I want everybody to know that so that, you know, you are a part of this. Again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're here from 6 to 8. Tom, what are all the great gifts?
Great prizes. Kim, $25 Mission Oaks Cafe, a gift certificate there. Along with that, how about breakfast for two at Mrs. Olson's Coffee Hut? We go to the Rubicon Theater for their latest presentation. And as always, these are the best at the Rubicon Theater. And it's the play Other Desert Cities. June 11th through the 15th, Circus Vargas at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. On June 12th, the Summer Swing Big Band Dance is happening 8 to 10:30, featuring the vocal stylings of Donna Green, also vocals by Smitty West and the Remington Graham Singers here. And we do have those songs happening at the Poinsettia Pavilion Ballroom. June 14th to the 29th, the annual 29th annual Ojai Wine Festival from noon to 4 at Lake Casitas. That is a beautiful event. We have tickets for that. How about at the Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy? And that's with the great local comic, Jason Love. We also have the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library presenting a tribute to Neil Diamond and Elvis Presley. The tribute to two of the legends of music, Neil Diamond and Elvis. And that's with a sunset dinner. A whole lot of fun there. On June 28th, the 2015 Caneo Food and Wine Fest, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the St. Pascal Bailon School. And finally, the Roadshow Revival. If you love Johnny Cash, this is the place for you. June 27th, 28th. That's a lot of music. There's a play in there, food.
I know. Is that like it took your breath away?
Give them the number again. Yeah. It's so much stuff.
805-419-0008. 419-0008. And I'm actually going to throw a couple more things in over at Ventura Comedy Club over at Ventura Harbor is having a great weekend. And we've got tickets also for that. And that is Don Friesian and also Olivia Harwood. And they are over there. That is tonight. And then also again on Sunday, and we've got shows from 7 and 9, and we've got tickets for you. So let's just start off with that right off the bat. 805-419-0008. 419-0008 is the number, and we want to get all of you in. So give us a call right now. And again, if you're just tuning in with us, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And I do want to remind all of our friends, our first guest this morning is Lynn Robinson. And we're going to be talking about divine intuition. And that's your inner guide. That's kind of what we do here. It's your inner guide to really just knowing what's right. Mothers always have that, don't we?
You kind of get that weird feeling in your stomach. You're like, I know something's not right.
Tom, do guys get that?
Yeah.
You get that too?
We take Tums.
I get that a lot.
We ignore that stuff.
I think I have a good sixth sense.
Medicate and carry on.
There you go.
I can just tell something's not right.
Yeah. I don't know. And then sometimes you kind of like second guess yourself. But no, you got to go with your intuition. So anyways, we're going to do that. Also, our next guest, Tony Ferrari, just walked in. Love your do.
Hello. Thank you.
Hey, welcome. My son's got a haircut like that. That's what we've been, I'm a hair therapist. So that's a new look.
A therapist.
Therapist.
A therapist.
A therapist.
Ooh,
I'm going to have to change that. I like it. I like it. We are so excited you're here. We love your music.
Thank you.
We talked. God, it's been a year already, right? I mean, I met you a year ago. You were going to come in. And then, of course, you know, we both got busy. But so glad. Life just kind of brings us right back around.
I know. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
I know. And you brought your guitar and all that good stuff. Anyways, again, you know what? We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Lynn Robinson. And again, the phone number here, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Call up for those comedy tickets right now. And you can go tonight or tomorrow night. And we gave some away last week. It's so much fun. It's a great show. Everybody needs to laugh. That's what it's all about. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. In fact, we're going to give something else away because we've got so much stuff. I cannot rave. You know, each show gets better and better. I was just at the Rubicon Theater and other desert cities. They were
Was it
in
a great show? Oh, I haven't seen it
yet. God.
Is it really good?
You know what's crazy? You know, you cry at TV, you cry at movies, but I never really cried at a play. Let me tell you. Oh, my God. This gets every one of your senses as a family. They're going to come back on.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I love everything that comes out of the Rubicon.
Oh, my God.
Theater.
Brian did an amazing job. Michelle, I mean, they were just, it was like the perfect Palm Springs family knot.
Okay, I have to ask you, were the characters tan?
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't know why.
No, she lives. They're just visiting their parents.
Okay.
But oh my God, great twist to the story. You have to go see it. And in fact, I've got a couple pairs of tickets. So call in right now 419-0008. 419-0008, and we've got tickets to you. That is from now to the June 21st Rubicon Theater, and that is amazing local theater, but they do an outstanding job, and their show is Other Desert Cities. So I invite you to call in right now. Again, the phone number is 419-0008. Our next guest, Lynn Robinson, and is the author of Divine Intuition. And that's your inner guide to purpose, peace, and prosperity. And we're going to be talking with her right now. I'm really excited. She's got lots of books. And Lynn, welcome. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us about yourself.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me on the show. Gosh, I want to go move into your community.
Oh, I know. We've got
so much fun over there.
I'm telling you,
there's so many great things to do in the 805.
We do. We always have. I can't tell you. It's like my husband just goes, what's next?
Yeah.
So anyways, in fact, for everybody that's just tuning in with us right now, Casa Pacifica is tomorrow. That is a big deal out here.
That's a huge event, and it's
a
lot of fun.
And it's a win-win. Everybody gets to win there. You know, you're there having a great time, but it goes for such a great cause. All the foster kids that are at Casa Pacifica. So, God, I wish you did live right here, Lynn. You'd be joining us there.
But I absolutely join you. It really sounds like way too much fun. All these great plays and concerts and making me hungry talking about all these restaurants.
There you go. So tell us, Lynn, about yourself and your journey, and how would you define intuition, and where does intuition really come from?
You know, I think that we're all born with intuition. I think of it as like our inner GPS, that when we pay attention to it, it points us in the right direction. And it's quick and ready insight. You know, I mean, like you were all joking, you kind of know when something's wrong, you know, whether it's mother's intuition or father's indigestion. I love that.
Of course, yes.
Fathers take Tums and women listen to their gut. I don't know.
Ah, there you go.
There's a new marketing plan there. But I think that when you really trust your intuition, it's always guiding you in the right direction towards your goals, towards your intentions, towards what makes you happier. And we all get it in different ways. You know, some people get it through that gut feeling that you were talking about. Some people get it through dreams or hunches or just, you know, feelings, images. One of the great ways that it comes to us, though, is just by paying attention to what excites you. I mean, I bet before you started your radio show, when you thought about it, it felt exciting. You were curious about it. It energized you, and that was your intuition saying yes. And conversely, if something felt really down, depressing, it was taking your energy, that's your intuition saying move away from that or don't go there in the first place. So it's always our guide. And when we start to kind of tune into it and pay attention to it, it's always leading us to a happier life.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Lynn Robinson. We're talking about, you have several books, but we're talking about your divine intuition and your inner guide to purpose, peace, and prosperity.
I have a question. So we all know what our, when we get that feeling that something's not right or we're not on the right track, but what do we do when we've ignored those feelings and taken the wrong path?
You know, I think that you could always, you know, retrace your steps or make a different decision. But absolutely, I mean, intuition is very valuable even when you don't trust it. You know, just saying, wow, you know, this is the feeling I get when my intuition is telling me to don't go there. And I think as we get older, we tend to recognize the way that it speaks to us. Think, oh, that was the feeling I got when I made a bad decision. I'm not making that one again.
I wonder how we can teach all of our kids.
I was thinking the same thing.
Like, to really like channel that and to think, okay, is this the what I should be doing, or should I make another choice?
Well,
right
we have
now?
Tony in the studio with us, and how old are you, Tony?
23.
Okay, so he's like our kid's age. You're a little younger, or your kids are a little younger. Mine are a little younger too and older. But how do you use your intuition?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I want to channel in on our younger generation here, because, you know, that feeling, like, I call it kind of like second guessing, because I don't know. In fact, Lynn, maybe you can even talk to that. That's bad to second guess your intuition, isn't it?
Well, you know what I tell people to do is to take a step in the direction that they feel their intuition is leading them. So it doesn't need to be a big leap of faith. You know, you're not bungee jumping and going, wow, this is my big leap. But you just take some small steps towards what you think your intuition is indicating. And one of the things that happens to almost all of us, intuition gives us information about making a change in our life usually. And a lot of us get scared because it's moving us out of our comfort zone. Mm. So that guessing you're talking about is very familiar to most of us. And I just tell people to feel the fear and do it anyway.
Ooh, I like that. Walk forward, right?
Uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah, Tony, what's your thought
on
that?
Well, I was going to say, hi, Lynn, nice to meet you.
Hi, Tony.
It's interesting because sometimes I feel like there's certain things where, you know, it's felt like the wrong thing in my gut, but then there's other things where you get that initial fear, but then it ends up being like, you know, maybe because, and you're right, it felt right, but it was just nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
And then once you overcome that, it's...
Yeah, you probably have to learn to really be in tune with your body and your emotions to know the difference between, I don't think I should do this, I don't feel good about it, or this is just an uncomfortable feeling. I know if I do it, I'll like the end result.
And you know what I hear a lot, because I do intuitive readings for a living, and people are always telling me, well, if I had the confidence, I would, and then fill in the blank. And honestly, I wish I could be like the confidence fairy that could sprinkle fairy dust over everybody. So it comes from doing the thing that you're scared to do. And, you know, it's like, what can you do to start feeling a little bit more confident? You can, you know, start your radio show or start your hair salon or your, what did you just call it, hair therapist?
Hair
therapy, okay. you know, it's always encouraging you to do something new. And I'm sure before you did your radio show or you did your hair therapy, you probably felt fairly anxious about it.
Oh, my God. I still, you know, it's interesting. I've been doing this almost our seventh year. And yes, I want it to be perfect every time. And I guess if I walked in here, you know, not thinking, not really, I wouldn't care about it. And that's what I really care about it. And I want it to go to that next step and I want to keep growing it. And that's, to me, the determination that makes me wake up every day to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, Tony, you're a performer. I can't wait to hear his music again. He's amazing. You know, but aren't you afraid every time you, I mean, do you get a little anxious?
Right. And you know, I think that it's like we said, I get nervous. You know, you want it to be perfect. You want to go out and show people like who you are, and you want it to be just on the money. But then as soon as, you know, as soon as that goes away,
then you're walk into your own.
I always have to say, okay, worst case scenario.
Oh yeah.
That's what, and once I know what the worst case scenario is, I can move forward. I always have to know what the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah. And Lynn, I mean, I think a big thing has to be, you have to be okay in your own skin, huh?
Yep, absolutely.
I think that's really, you have to be your own cheerleader. I say this the time. And you have to be like, okay, so I kind of screwed up a little bit, but I'm okay. So how do I step back and go, right?
You have to be willing to take that risk. And I think, as Tony was indicating, I think the more you do it, the better you get at it and the less scared you get. I mean, I'm a professional speaker. I still get scared before I give a presentation. And yet, as Tony just said, once I'm on stage and I'm starting to talk, you know, then it's like all the butterflies start going away. But that anxiety that's there, even though my intuition is saying go for it, you know, actually I had a funny experience just a few months ago. I was giving a talk in Japan to 2,000 people. And I have to tell you, I was very nervous because I'd never spoken to that many people before. I got to the end of my speech, my legs started shaking. Why am I nervous at the end of my speech, for goodness sake? I'm about to go off stage. And I was shaking and shaking. People started to leave. And finally, the Japanese translator that was working with me said, Lin-san, I think we need to leave now. There's an earthquake.
That is so funny. Oh, that's cute.
Sometimes, you know, it's not your anxiety. It's something else entirely.
Oh, my God. That is too funny. But so you were out there when that earthquake was, right?
Yeah.
I definitely agree, Kim. We have to all be our own best cheerleader. I had a teacher in high school who said, we were voting for something. It was like prom or junior princess or something. And I remember the teacher said, you should always vote for yourself, because if you don't vote for yourself, you can't expect other people to.
Big time. Big time.
If you don't believe in yourself, how can you expect anyone else to believe in you?
Yeah. You know, Lynn, so I'm sure we're getting a bunch of people calling in and texting right now, but how can intuition help someone get back on the track? Maybe, you know, they've had either a death or a divorce, or they lost their job, or, you know, just maybe you didn't get, you know, a position that you really wanted or something like that.
An opportunity comes your way and you're not sure.
Yeah.
How should you channel all of that inner information?
Yeah, the first thing that I tell people to do is try to figure out as best they can what they want. You know, whether it's the kind of ideal job you want or the kind of ideal relationship, or just that you want to feel better and you want to be happier. I like the idea of creating a vision board, you know, cutting out pictures from magazine or drawing pictures or cutting out words and kind of creating a visual image of what you want. Because, again, intuition is like our inner GPS, that when you can say, here's where I want to go, please give me the coordinates. And intuition will start giving you messages, you know, try this, talk to this person, take on this new activity. And again, when you keep taking those small next steps based on your intuition, what's making you excited, what's making you curious, that will give you the direction, you know, the right direction to go in. I'm also a big fan of asking your intuition questions. I like open-ended questions, like, you know, what could I do to find my great new job? Or, you know, what could I do to feel better today? And it would be lovely if intuition came with a big booming voice. So this is the answer. Call this number.
Yeah.
Or here's the lottery number, better yet. But often, again, it just gives you information when you're, you know, having a little quiet moment, or taking a walk, or blow drying your hair, or something like that, taking a shower. That's when intuition comes in and gives you a little clue. Some people describe it as sort of an inner knowing, like it gives you a little nudge to say, go in that direction, try this. So those are some really good ways just to get yourself out of a rut.
I love, Lynn, I love your inspiration. You know, we need to take a really quick break, but when we come back, can we talk about, I know in your book you write about lots of tips to overcome worry, and when we come back, could you share them?
Sure, absolutely.
You got it. All right, we are the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you, we are here from 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. All of our shows are completely different. We have all new guests on each one of our shows, and we love to give back. And so the phone number here is 805-419-0008. All you have to do is give us a call and leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and somebody will get back with you. I've got gift certificate for breakfast for two over at Mrs. Olson's Coffee Hut, and another place. I know. And I love that June gloom, but you're out there and, you know, you kind of just stroll on over there. Oh, anyways, yeah. I'm all over it. Anyways, again, 419-0008, 419-0008. Call right now.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way. So many things going on this weekend, and I do want to remind everybody about the, let's see, well, we've got so many things going on. Well, let's see, you're going to be doing the Tower to Tower, right?
Yes.
And that's actually going on today. And so everybody get over there. It's going to be a big deal. I'm going to go over there, but sorry, Tom, I'm not going to be doing the Tower.
We're not going to
do the Tower.
They
do have an elevator.
How many stairs did you say that was?
A lot.
A lot. I know.
And it's up and down.
Yeah. Yeah, anyways, but we are going to be over there. We are sponsoring it, and we are a part of it, and we want to encourage everybody to get over there because it's a big deal.
And it's a family day today. Yeah. They have all the stuff for smaller kids to do on the ground. It's really a lot of fun.
And
a lot of cute firemen.
I know. And all those cute guys that are going to be firemen,
right?
All
the explorers.
Yeah,
that's right.
There you go. Anyways, it's a great cause. I want to make sure everybody gets out there and supports it. And I've got tickets for, let's see, we've got the circus, and that is over at Earl Warren Showgrounds. Could I just mess it up anymore? over out in Santa Barbara, and we have tickets for
I've
you
been
out
hearing
there.
Great things about
oh
the circus.
My God,
everyone
I'm telling you,
has a fabulous time.
Well, it's more
really
like
fun.
It's. I don't even think it's a circus. I mean, it's a circus, and that's what it's been. But they have upscaled it to no end, and it's good. It's really good.
Definitely worth checking out.
No, I want to recommend it to everybody out there. It's not even a family anymore. It's like a, you know, I mean, they've got some really great things going on in there that are like, you know, I mean, you're like holding your breath to make sure they can make it. So anyways, we've got tickets for you. 419-0008, 419-0008. Call us, leave us your name and number, and what you're calling about, and we'll be right back with you. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Lynn Robinson right now. We're talking about divine intuition. And Lynn, we left you, and we were going to come back with some tips to overcome worry. Could you share those with us?
Yeah, you know, I did an interview once about people who'd gone through a crisis, and I asked them, what did you wish you had done less of? And almost everybody said, we wish that we hadn't worried as much.
Is that so true? I wish
fascinating.
That I was not a worrier, because I am a worrier, and I wish more than anything I could be that person that was like, whatever, let's just see what happens.
Yep. Well,
but,
you know,
but, Part of it is to switch the channel on worry. I know being having been a worrier myself that that's a little easier said than done. But saying things to yourself, like watch or paying attention to what you're saying to yourself. I mean, when you're saying, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be a bag lady on the street, or my business is going to fail, or I'll never do this or that, you know, it's like almost like it increases the drama and your stress. And it also really blocks you off from your own intuition. So starting to say things to yourself, like, you know, I know things will get better, or I'm trusting that this will turn around, or, you know, things have a way of working out for me. Something, some affirmation like that to kind of switch the channel a little bit.
The brighter side. Looking at Absolutely. The brighter side of whatever situation
you
you're going through.
Right into your tagline.
There
wow.
you go. I know. You know what? I just heard this the other day, and I wanted to share it with all my listeners. It was, let me not die while I'm alive. Mm. Wow.
Wow.
How powerful is that? I mean, if you think about it, and I want to repeat it, let me not die while I'm alive. So many of us have tragedies in their life, but we are still here, and somehow we have to get past those tragedies. And you know, we kind of, sometimes your body goes numb and you're, you know, I mean, yes, I've lost a baby. I've been divorced before. Life it isn't, you know, always easy, but how do you stay alive? And keep checking in with yourself. And I think when I heard that, I was like, oh, my God, I have to share this.
I think it's important to put your troubles into boxes sometimes. And, okay, let's focus on that right now. We won't worry about what could be or what if. Just focus on what is the here and the now. I always ask myself when I'm kind of nervous about a decision, okay, why is this bothering me?
Yeah.
What is, like, I must talk to myself quite a lot.
But that's
that
good. I mean,
I
yeah, you have to. So Lynn, tell us about, I know you talk about freeze framing. What's that?
Yeah, it's such an interesting technique. And basically what you do is when you're really upset about something, you try to just like kind of see it as a still picture. Right? It's not so much that you've got this ongoing tape of what will happen. And what you do is you put your focus on your heart and you take it away from your racing mind and your disturbed emotions. And you basically, you just focus on the area around your heart. Some people say, you know, imagine a person that you love or maybe a pet that you love, you know, really just feeling those love feelings. And then ask your intuition, your heart, what would be a better response? You know, what could I do about this? Because when we take it out of our head and our racing thoughts and we put it and we freeze frame it and put it into our heart and ask the question of how could I feel better or what could I do differently, you get a very different response. And it's usually one that calms you down. So that's what's called freeze framing. It's a very simple technique, but it's very evocative. I've used that many times where, you know, I'm just going so upset, so agitated, and I can't seem to calm down. But putting your attention around your heart, imagining someone or something that you love, and then asking, what could I do to feel better? Or what's my right next step?
I like that. Yeah. Lynn, tell us a little bit about your journey. And, I mean, did you have a business coach? How did you get to where you are today?
You know, my business started in the weirdest way. I was the operations manager of a software company, and I hated it. It wasn't what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I went to see a career coach, and I said, you know, I'm really interested in intuition. I'd like to be an intuitive reader. I like to be a speaker and an author. And so she just had me do what a lot of we were talking about today, visualizing, doing affirmations, imagining the outcome I wanted. And what happened was I went to a friend's funeral during this time. I walked into the funeral home. I ended up sitting next to this total stranger. I felt very guided to sit next to her. I told her what I did for a living at the end of the service when we were chit-chatting. And she said, oh, my gosh, I'm so interested in intuition, and I'd love an intuitive reading. Well, it turned out that she was a writer for the Boston Globe newspaper. She wrote an article about me, and I got 500 clients in the next month.
Oh,
wow. That's
my
amazing.
God, that
well,
is
a total law of attraction story.
Oh, my God, that's
great.
That's brilliant. I love that story. And so going with that, I know that you talk about lottery, and you have a funny story in regards to that. Is that your lottery?
No. It was even weirder. Okay. Right after I got married, I woke up with six numbers in my head, and I couldn't get them out of my mind. I couldn't go to sleep.
Okay, you're giving me chills right now. Oh, my gosh.
So I had never played the lottery before, so my husband's snoring next to me, and I go, honey, how many numbers are in the lottery? And he said, six. Well, you know, I think I've got the lottery number. I've never seen that man move so fast before or since. He was on his feet. He had a pad of paper. He was writing it down. And so this is like on a Wednesday morning. So I'm going to play this on the way to work. He said, I'm so excited that you got these numbers. So I put it out of my mind. And a couple of days later, Friday morning, we're reading the paper. And I said, oh, we should see if my lottery number came in. And he looked a little sheepish. And he said, well, you know, got really busy that day. And I kind of forgot to play it. And I still am kind of rolling my eyes. But I'm like, you know, the chances that I came up with a lottery number are slim to none. But I said, let's check it out anyway. So I opened the paper. And there is my number that he did not play. And it came in for $5.2 million.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
and
my God.
I'm still married to him.
Oh, my God. So he didn't really take you seriously, did he?
Wow.
And I'm still married to him, and but he still sleeps with a pad of paper beside his bed.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Wow. I love it.
I would have to pull that out every time an argument wasn't going my way and be like, remember those lottery numbers?
It's this given me a little leverage. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. You know, Lynn, I love talking to you. You've got such a great energy. I'm so glad that you were part of our show today. You know, can people actually develop their intuition?
Yeah, absolutely. And on my website, I have a free ebook if you want. It's called Six Ways to Supercharge Your Intuition. And it's lynnrobinson.com, lynnrobinson.com. So I think that it's something that's hardwired into all of us. But I do think that intuition is like any skill, that the more you use it, the better you get at it. And so pay attention. You know, when you're making a decision, what is my intuition saying? What is my body telling me? What's the right answer here? And take some steps in that direction. That's the quickest way to build those intuition muscles.
I love it. Lynn Robinson, thank you so much. Divine Intuition, and it's your inner guide to purpose, peace, and prosperity. We'd love to have you back. And and I'm so glad that you could share our morning with us.
Thank you. And have a great time with all of those wonderful things that you're doing out there.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Our next guest, Tony Ferrari, is in here. And we're going to talk about his inspiration behind his new album called Gentleman. What a great name, Gentleman.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us, you know, we're gonna kind of tease everybody a little bit, but why don't you kind of go out? We're going to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to find out about Tony Ferrari, his music, his video, you know, where he's at and where we can find him and how he got through his journey and where he's going. So why don't we do that, and we're going to take a really quick break. Go ahead. Freeze frame!
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us. We are the brighter side of life, and we are calling from the 805 is where we are right now. And, God, we got a big weekend ahead of us. Lots of things that are going on right now. And I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8. And our next show, we've got Katrina Sawa is going to be on. She's going to be talking about Love Yourself Successful. And also we've got Jasmine Agrillo Shear, and she is the author of Mirror of My Soul, Sanction of My Heart. And can you notice we kind of got a theme going on here?
All about feel good and treat yourself right.
Exactly. That's really what our show is all about. And I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And we are all over that. And thank you so much for making us Ventura Reader's Choice favorite again for the second year. We are so glad. And thank you so much for taking the time to vote for us.
And to listen to us, to make us the number one show. We're very excited.
There you go. I do want to give something away. June 12th is Summer Swing Big Band Dance. And that's from 8 to 10:30 over at the beautiful Poinsettia Pavilion Ballroom. And I've got tickets for you. So give us a call right now. 419-0008, 419-0008, and leave us your name and number. And get that in your phone so that you can call, every time you hear us talking. So that's what we want to do. We want to hear from everybody. We keep getting new listeners and new callers, and we love that. And so we want to hear from all of you. Tony Ferrari is in our studio. And go ahead, Tony. Let's hear some fun.
You got it. On a ship I could sail away from all the lies and the messes I've made, but it's you I'd be searching for. It's a man that ties that surely did fade, and man, the heart that wasn't mine to break, yeah, it's you I've been searching for. And if I sailed a million miles and found you, would you forgive me all of my wrongs and say I'm so lost without you? 'Cause God knows I'm lost when I'm not in your arms.
Wow. I mean, you know what? You have an amazing voice.
Thank you.
Tony's an amazing performer. I have seen you perform at Stonehouse. I've seen you perform at the Troubadour. You put on a great show.
Thank you. Beautiful voice. Thank you.
I love that.
And thank you.
You know what? I know you brought some CDs here for our listeners,
right? Sure thing.
Call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Those could be yours. We've got a few of them, and we will give them out. Tony, thank you so much for being a part of our show today and waking up so early to be here.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. And you're so young, so successful, and you could tell you're going to be big, and you're going somewhere big. What are you doing right now, and how'd you get here?
Thank you. I am currently writing just a ton of new music for myself, for other artists. I'm performing as much as I can. I'm actually about to go to Europe and do a couple of performances. And
where in Europe?
I'm going to be in Munich, Berlin, Vienna, Austria, and then I'm going to be doing a lot of writing in London.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
I'm just thrilled. I know.
So who's your mentor? Do you have a mentor?
No.
No.
You know, my favorite.
Who inspires you to be, when you were younger, mm-hmm. who inspired you?
I look up to a lot of like the older soul artists. Sam Cooke, his music just speaks to me in like ways that I can't really describe. Sam Cooke, Nat King Cole, even like Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye, those kind of guys. I love all that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you know that you could sing? What made you realize? When did Great you question. Start singing?
I didn't know I could sing. I thought I was really bad at music. I played a little bit of guitar when I was like 15. And I think it was just, to be honest, when I hit puberty. And one day we had a karaoke machine. And
love the
I'm
karaoke.
Singing some, I think it was like The Fray. And my mom pokes her head in and she goes, "Is that you singing?" I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "That sounds pretty good."
Oh, that's awesome.
And that was like the moment for me when I'm like, okay, all
right. Those moms, right? I mean, you know, So you trusted your mom's judgment?
Apparently. I mean, yes. I think I don't really remember. Like, it all just happened so quick. And I don't know where I got,
the guts to do any of this. Like, to the first thing I ever did was I had written this song in high school, and I did the talent show. And
really?
It was
from
like 550 kids. I don't know where I got, you know, because I was like, I didn't really know.
The guts to get up there and do that, yeah.
I didn't know a lot of people at my school, so it was like this.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Thousand Oaks.
Oh, so you're,
so
okay.
So I'm born and raised.
So when you performed, I'm assuming at T.O. High School, mm-hmm. when you performed after at the end of your song, did you think, did you get the response that you thought, okay, I think I'm good at this. Like, this might work.
Well, it's so funny. So I finished the song, and it rang out like this. And I didn't realize that people are, you know, they're courteous. And so they didn't clap right away. And I just thought, oh, my God, I ruined it. I'm horrible. I'm out of here.
Oh, how embarrassing.
So I just go,
yeah.
Thank you. And I just go to bolt, and it was just like an eruption. Like, it was just out
that's
of control.
Amazing.
And that's like the feeling that I just love. That, it's just, I'm hooked forever, you know?
I love that.
That's
I love
a great story.
I love your feeling. I mean, you've got a really great, natural, you know, innocent feeling kind of to you. And so you write all your own music too?
I do. Yeah.
Wow.
Every song. So I put out 2 albums, 23 songs. I've written all of them.
Do you have a business coach or somebody or who helps you with your business?
I have management currently. Who's been helping me a lot. He's been his name's Jay. He's incredible. He's been monumental for me. But I did a lot by myself before I really met anyone, you know, and I didn't have any connections going in. So it was kind of just, it started in Ventura at Zoe's Cafe. That was like
Zoe's. Yeah.
Zoe's was the best place that ever happened.
Yeah.
And they were like family to me, and they just showed me, I think that in my first year of really performing, I performed at Zoe's like 50 times.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did you get paid for your first gig?
No.
Okay.
No, I actually.
How many times? Because, you know, it's interesting to see that, you know, a lot of people think that they do something for money. Okay. Tom, you know, all of us, right?
Right.
I mean, we do it for money. But if you have, that's all the reason you're doing it, you're not going to make money.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, no,
right?
Absolutely.
Well, and one of the best pieces of advice I ever got, I was performing and I somehow managed to play for this guy who used to manage like Etta James and all those kind of people in their pinnacle of their career. And so he's sitting there and he's like, hey, man, you've got something really special, which obviously meant so much. And he goes, listen to me. He goes, are you doing this full time? And at that time, I was working 2 jobs. And I was like, no, I'm definitely not. And he goes, good. He goes, don't ever do this for money.
Wow.
And I was like,
awesome.
Interesting. You know, and when it comes down to it, it's music. And there's 100,000 people that will tell you, yeah, but it's the music business. And that's true. And I try to be very conscious of that and try to be business minded. But the music comes first. That's what I always say. It's like, it's the music business.
It's your passion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. So you went from performing at Zoe's Cafe for free, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To, I know, I have to bring this up because I know so many of our listeners probably heard it as well, that you were featured on the Ellen DeGeneres Show with your mother's song.
I was.
That's so awesome.
Okay. So
tell us what that felt like to find out that they were going to play your song.
It really freaked me out. It really, you know, when we made the mother's video, people were like, you got to try to get this to Ellen. And all of a sudden I get this email that's like, Ellen approved it. It's going up on their website.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Cool.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Were you able to go on her show too?
No.
Okay. So they just.
Hopefully we'll do that soon. That would
be. Ellen, come listen. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
great.
I love Ellen.
Yeah.
I
do
would
too.
Be really
good. She's a great.
Ellen.
She's a great. Isn't that funny? I always think there's celebrities I'll think, oh, if I met that person, we would probably be really good friends.
So, you know, my husband and I were watching a rerun the other day. Jeff Johnson, you know, we're really into racing, right? Mm-hmm. And Jeff Johnson was on there and MB2, they were, you know, going around with the go-karts. My son's a national go-karter all over the world.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and,
so cool.
And so we were watching it, and she's just so herself. That's what I love about
really
it.
Is.
She's just a kick. I mean, you know, but I have to tell you, we were watching, you know, those games that they make their audience play.
Oh, yes.
I was like, how could I do that in the radio? You know, how could I bring people? I mean, this one girl, I was peeing my pants laughing. Her pants were falling down. Okay.
Oh,
and I mean, you know, but she was trying to win, you know, and they ended up winning $1,000, both of them. But they had to get the, you know, the things are going round and they're trying to climb up. Oh my God. Hilarious.
Hysterical.
You know, that's what people just need in their life. And just to keep trying. Right.
Absolutely.
And that's, I think that's your message, that you just keep trying. You just keep putting it out there. And that's kind of something we do here. We just keep trying. We just keep showing up.
That doesn't work. We'll have another show. Maybe that one will catch you, make you feel better.
You know, but I love
absolutely.
That. Tell us, do you have a Mother's Day song?
Well, so I wrote it. It wasn't like, you know, specifically for Mother's Day. I wrote it for my mom. It was mostly just.
Oh, that is. I've heard the entire song and it's amazing.
Thank you.
Okay.
The line in the chorus is, "Thank you for being you. You're the reason that I am me." And I felt like, you know, that was, I wrote it, I think when, I don't remember, I must have been 19 or something, or maybe not that long ago. Maybe I was like 20 or 21. But being my age, you know, like young males kind of just, absolutely. We go through these times where, you know, whatever we're focused on work, we're focused on whatever. A lot of people like to party when you're my age, but you forget to like thank your mom.
Aww.
And, you know, being a songwriter, I'm like, okay, well, obviously that's the way that I'm going to do it. And so I actually, at Zoe's Cafe, she was coming. I played a show like a week after I wrote it. I didn't tell her about it. I didn't say anything.
Did she cry?
And so,
We had a moment.
We had a moment where she was like, I could see her. The lights were kind of right above her. So I could see her, and she was crying, and I might have been crying, you know.
Oh, I love it.
It just makes me want to cry just hearing about it.
Could we share a little bit of that?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Mama, I won't let you down. You've done raised me good enough. I hope you know you're the reason I'm off the ground. Then if father's other boys and I make it so high, hope they see just like me, you're the reason we all can fly. Cause out of all the words on all the pages, I don't think there's enough to say this. Thank you for being you. You're the reason I am me.
Awesome. 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 Song. Oh my God. You know what's funny? I have four kids and each one of them have their own personalities and they thank me in different things, you know, that they do. And I would be, you know, to have your mom that awe feeling, you know, that's, are you an only child?
No, I have two younger siblings.
Yeah. So now awesome. How are they going to say they're, you know, right? Did you ever think about that?
They didn't talk to me for a couple of days.
I know.
So whatever,
yeah. Like the Mother's Day card, like with the few nice words is probably not quite the same as a song.
But you know what? Like I said, you know, we just enjoy and we celebrate each person's journey and what, you know, what
if
they...
If one of my kids wrote a song for me, I would like that one, but the best.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it out there.
She's so bad. I love it. You are so funny. I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now. We're talking with Tony Ferrari. He is in our studio. We're going to, like, keep him in here. Oh, my God. I love your music.
Thank you.
It really is. You know, there's different songs that just bring up different things. It's kind of like food for thought, food for, you know, and for your soul. And that's really, you could really tell, like, you have a depth to what you think and write.
Thank you.
And I love that. I do want to give out our phone number here, and I do want to extend our second hour to everybody because we want you to stay with us. And we've got lots and tons of things that we are giving away. And so we've got June 14th is the 29th annual Ojai Wine Festival, and that is over at Lake Casitas. We've got tickets for you.
And that's a great event.
Oh,
they were in
my
here
God.
Last Saturday, and they have some really great things going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and let me tell you, if you don't win these tickets, there's VIP tickets. They're doing a big old thing over there, and we want you to be a part of that. So give us a call right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And so, Tony, what are you currently working on? I know you said you're doing a tour writing.
I'm writing. So for the last about 2 months now, I've just been focusing on writing, which is so fun and it's different.
Where do you go to do this? I mean, like, you know.
I've been working on this project. It's for Fairfax Records, which is part of Hollywood Records. And I've been in Sound City Studios, which is where Neil Young...
Oh my God.
That was awesome to see that post on Facebook. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
One of my favorites, Neil Young.
Oh,
I'm
he's incredible.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting, I wrote this song last week, and I'm sitting with the artist, and I'm playing the keys. And I can't really play the keys like that well. And so I'm just playing. And he goes, do you ever think like that right now you're playing the keyboard that Neil Young played on after the Gold Rush? And I'm sitting there, and I kind of threw my hands up. I'm like, no, I'm not worthy.
I know.
I don't really play keys. I should not be touching this piano.
Oh, but that
but it's
awesome.
Just so special. And you kind of walk in, you know, you walk into the room. And I remember the first time I met this kid's name's Ethan Burns. He's incredible. The first time I met him, he's just sitting in this studio. And I walk in, and there's this energy that you cannot explain. It's like in the walls. It's just embedded in this room. And it is so cool to be able to you know, work in there, if you can call it work. It's just so cool.
Do you just want to pinch yourself sometimes? To like wake yourself up like it's a dream.
It's you know what, and it's so crazy. I love the quote. You know, I'm obviously so focused on getting further and you know, getting my music to more people and whatever. But my favorite quote is, too many people fail because they focus on looking how far they have to go instead of looking at how far they've come.
I love you. You know what? I was just going to ask you to leave us with something, and that's perfect. That is perfect. You know what, Tony? I can't wait for you to come back. Where do people find more
about
you?
My website's iamtonyferrari.com. If you're on all the socials, everything is at iamtonyferrari. You can find all my music on there.
Where can we see you before you head off to Europe?
I've done it. I'm done.
Oh,
so
this
leave.
Is our listeners' yeah, last so, chance.
Oh,
to hear
my
your voice.
God. Okay. We're going to go out with a song.
we have to.
You know what? I do want to remind everybody to stay tuned with us. Oh, look at Tom's
got
there.
We got Gibson over there.
Very cool. Can I play
that?
Yeah.
This is known as Old Black. It's Neil Young's guitar.
Oh,
a miniature
man.
Version.
Oh, seriously?
I love
it. Oh, wait a second.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on.
I took that at the plate. I'm a bit of a fan.
Yeah.
You might be.
Yeah, old man.
Stalker status.
There you go. I love it. I do want to remind everybody, stay with us. We are the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we've got more CDs of yours, Tony, to give away. 419-0008. Oh, my God, I love your music. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, we always end this hour of our show with a moment of happiness. If you want to live a happy life, tie it to a goal, not to people or objects. With that, let's go out with one of your songs.
All right, this is a new one. It's called Thank You.
I was lost in the silence of you and I as we kissed all night. Cause no one told me that what I've been through would lead me right to you. No, yeah, all the heartache, all the sadness taught me not to settle for less. Then you came in like a freight train and then opened up my eyes. And now I wanna say thank you to every girl that I love. Thank you to everyone who broke my heart. And no, it wasn't easy then. And yes, we fell apart, but you made me in. To the man, for the girl of my dreams.
Wow.
Wow. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.